All right, it's that time. It's time for Beyond Sight and Sound. Let's do this.
S&W Shooters and Prospectors. What is S&W Shooters and Prospectors?
We at S&W Shooters and Prospectors help people find treasure.
Did you say treasure?
Yes, treasure. Just listen to this amazing review from our happy customer, Jackie Sparrow.
Chocolate ship shape and a pleasure to deal with. I was able to buy everything that I needed at prices that were shillings less than others. I found my 9 pieces of 8 in no time. Savvy?
I know you're asking yourself, why should I shop at S&W Shooter and Prospectors?
Chuck Smalley has over 45 years of metal detecting experience. He works with each customer one-on-one to customize their setup to match their skill level.
So if you always dreamt of being a pirate,
contact
Chuck at S&W Shooters and Prospectors, and he'll take a great deal for you.
Eyepatch and rum not included.
Caution. Please do not operate motor vehicles or power equipment while under the influence of this show. Listening to this show could cause side effects such as bouts of laughter, violent binges of cabin fever, and even dreams of silver and gold. Please be advised. Now that the fine print is out of the way, on with the show.
All right, we're back. I think. No, we're back. We're live once again. You are listening to Beyond Sight and Sound. And I see that the Bills are in, Dennis is in, Michael's in, Neo Geo waving a hand from the West Coast. See him dropping in. Good to see. Good to see. Definitely. Now, make sure I've got everything else taken care of. And Chuck will be back shortly. He stepped away for just a momentary pause. And he'll be back. And we'll get into a little bit of discussion. Frank Juarez in the house. How's it going, Frank? Yeah. Let's see here. Well, so we've got all that. Everybody's dropping in. Hopefully the audio is okay. I've got a little more ragged in the background that I probably should have tried to deal with before the show, but it didn't happen that way. So we'll deal with it. We'll hope that it's okay for everybody. We'll hope that it's not, that it's not detracting from anything, and hopefully by the next episode, I will have that little bit of extra racket rectified. So we'll see. But hopefully, until then, like I said, hopefully the audio is okay. Which I thought I saw a few people in the chat mention that looked like they were mentioning that the audio was fine. So, hopefully that's the case. And we see Celeste is in. Ha 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 ha. Can't hear Chuck. Yep, you can't hear Chuck. He'll be along shortly, though. He's ready. He'll be along shortly. So right now, we'll just use that little bit of a pause to make sure that make sure the audio is all right for everybody, or if I've got to drop the gain on my mic to get rid of that little bit of background noise. I really don't think the background noise, if it's showing up, it's not showing up by much. So I think it'll be okay. So we'll see what happens. At least that's the way it looks on my end. I don't know how it is on your end. But, okay. Looks like they're saying that it sounds fine on their end. So that's good enough. That's good enough to roll with. And we see that the Bortners are in. Ian's in. Jason's in. Everybody's dropping in.
Looks like coming on.
Oh, yeah. And it looks like, from what I saw, I believe that was today, even. Dennis has been out digging and doing all right for himself.
He got himself look like a...
And it sounds like you've been out digging and doing all right for yourself.
Yeah. And been good, but today was a little too brisk.
Yeah, it was.
The wind was tough.
I want to say yes... You're right. And yesterday, it was cold in England.
Yeah, it was.
But that was a
boy,
nice.
They're all bubbled up, but they're doing good.
Yep. And we've said it many times here on the show. It's amazing how you can be freezing or the weather conditions, you're not feeling very optimistic, warm up pretty quick.
That's right. You can. Things change.
And that was definitely a nice one to find.
And we got the one and only Tony Fazzoli in the house, Mr. Frank Juarez. He's in tonight. Michael, Busy Bee Detecting. Michael, how you doing, buddy? Jason. Good golly, we got the crew in. We got the Bills and Dennis and Shannon and Phil. That's good. So the house is on a move. Chase, how you doing? So, yeah. Tim Rushing, our president of I&I is over there, as usual. He's part of the syndicate over there that gets the rooms and gets people out in the field. And He got himself, if I'm quoting it right, I saw it, a quarter stater of gold today, relatively deep, and he was toting that 900. You guys at 900, and I know the comment was made that it was over a foot deep. And that's not a big piece of gold. That's pretty cool. Ooh, Michael.
Yeah, saying, I mean, yeah. If anybody's ever seen a quarter stater, they know how small those are.
Yeah. Mike's saying it was 49 degrees down in Florida at their house. Well, it's right now it's about 38. We've had a wind. It's going down around 20 tonight. So, but I'm in
I don't think I've seen 49 degrees in 3 days.
Yeah, we had 60s the other day. It was 63 here. I went out and did a little detecting, but I've been traveling the countryside, and with the book that Frank had and some maps, I've nailed down a couple old school sites. Well, I went back trying
to go.
Nobody home, and I'm thinking the couple that owns the one I want to get on are snowbirders. And I've been several times I've been there, no cars. I don't have their phone number. I want to introduce myself, get on there. That school was built there in 1850 and ran to 1878.
Oh, that's a great time frame.
Oh, yes. I want to get on there.
Yeah.
I mean,
where that would scream detecting.
Yeah, and then the other one was built in 1870 and ran to 1953. And I'm trying to find the owner to that. I stopped at one place, talked with a gentleman, and he says, I think he has actually moved into a home over in Clinton, but I said, who's farming it? The one's son is, so... Yeah, ORH, I know it. I got to get on it. And right near the school, there was a cemetery. That's still marked, so that was my go-to spot. Cemetery's still there. And there may have been a church on the other side of it for a short period of time.
Oh, yeah, so it's great to help put you in the area.
Yeah, that helped. And the other one, I got a pretty good idea where it sat. The map's been good. Frank has the book on Whiteside County one-room schools, and I've been using that, pinning down. Well, I've got two pinned down for sure and a third one possible. Just got to get on them. And they're bean fields. So that means next year it's corn. The way they
rotate.
Sounds
like a good job for that 8-inch coil.
Oh, any coil right now. I'd just like to get on it.
Well, yeah, you do have a point there. I mean, first you got to be able to get on it, but I don't know that even the time frame of that second school, that's still plenty of potential for silver coins and Indians. And
right.
You just never know what's going to show up.
That's right.
Who knows? Maybe
1850. I could be looking for
still
a reality.
Right there in the time frame. Yeah.
Well, we got more coin. We got Richard and Digging Buddy and Mike Lockwoman. I'm seeing now. Mike, where were you the other night? We're all worried about you. I have no.
Well, he may have been a little under the weather.
Oh, okay. No information on a small D2 coil yet, Digging Buddy. I don't know if there'll ever be one. I do know that Garrett's geared up, and I got some emails in today. I've had a chance to read them, so I may have a little information coming on some of the changes with Garrett.
Yeah, everybody's being pretty tight-lipped, and
yeah.
Well, I don't know. The D2 has been out a while. You would think that the coils would be a little more available, but still not the case. I mean, look how long it took for the 8 and 15 inch coil to come out for the Minicore.
Yeah, and there's the 15 inch are available
to where they were available.
8 inch, it's I'm back ordered. I'm back ordered up my eyeballs on those. They're coming.
Yeah, for the people who want the 8-inch coil, it could be a while.
Yeah, Digging Buddy, the Garrett Storm, that's the coming thing.
It could be a while.
Oh, Mike was snoozing. He didn't wake up until after the show. I think I passed out a few times, too.
Oh.
Not yet, Mike. No word, buddy.
You know, you got to get your sleep in where you can.
That's right. So, you're right, Jason. So, anyway, you know, and the boys are doing good in England. I will be there in the fall. Hopefully, I get into
the same luck.
I hope so. You can only hope. You got to move and got to get over it.
Right.
I know how he's running. We discussed it. He and I were together down in Aruba, our wives, and he's running the 900. And I said, turn on all metal. And if it even sounds halfway, dig it.
Right. Well, and we've seen, just because the Manta Core is out there doesn't mean people should chalk off the 900 or even the 800, 700. They're still very respectable machines and very respectable depth out of them, too.
Right. Oh, very respectable. I've been impressed. And Janet, yes, we are going to Alaska in July, mid to late July. We'll be up there. And we've got new sites to dig, new areas are going to start pushing, and we'll be hitting a couple other places. So keep our fingers crossed on that. That's the same type of deal. You got to get over it to dig it, and you got to dig just about every sound you hear, because that gold range can be a small, tiny piece at 2 up to 28 on a large piece. You just don't know. So you dig it all.
Right. But with having the new ground open up, I bet you guys are really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think a couple of them were talking to me. We're going to run the big wash plant and do a group thing on that. And everybody will get some gold, you know, and then they can use the high bankers and this kind of stuff, because they've always got new material they bring up and dump. And sometimes on the high bankers, you can do pretty good. You can do real good, right, in fact.
And in the past, it seems to have worked out well doing it like that, where you guys are working that material as a group, because then everybody's taking at least a little bit of gold home.
Well, the last time we had five teams of three working it, and each time you work 10 tons approximately, through the wash plant.
That's a lot of volume.
Yeah, we did 50 tons of material. We all got gold. We all took between a third and a half
on home.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's worth it. And it's an afternoon or a morning. You spend a certain amount of time, get it washed through. The next troop comes in. They dump a dump truck load in. You start washing it down, working it, and raking, throwing rocks, keeping an eye on the sluice, and you just continually roll with that. And then you do a cleanup, and then it gets panned out, weighed out, and everybody gets a split.
Now, when it comes to the point of doing the cleanup and panning it out, who gets to do the panning? Does everybody do that, or do you keep the more experienced guys on that so you don't lose any?
We've got a regular panning trough right up at the camp. We start fresh with it, and everybody gets to work on it if they want to. And then we get it down to where it's really looking pretty good. And then some finals get done, and then it's poured into a container, and we dry it, weigh it, figure out everybody's cut, dole it out into vials, and that's how it's done. But we had people that had experience. I was doing some of it. Ron, Tim. So we all had a little shot at it. Anybody wanted to do it could do it. I mean, we're doing it into a catch pan, So if you lost something, it was in the catch pan. You always do that for safety.
Right. So Ron isn't going to be disqualified for losing any gold.
No. That's right. Yep. And yes, we have every time up there, the leftover wash tubs that are sitting around, you wouldn't believe what we've taken out of them. A lot of new people coming up, inexperienced. They lose a lot of gold. They don't think about it. We'll pan it out, add it to the group take.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
I think I'm supposed to go to, well, Dennis's group asked me to come down and do panning, or come over and do panning at their hunt. So I got to figure out what we're going to do with that. We might have to
That'll be a good time.
Yeah. I'm shipping concentrates. I have a friend of mine that's up there. He can ship me some concentrates and they'll have fun doing it.
Boy, that right now, like gold, that can get a little pricey.
Gold at its highest points ever, period. It was on the rise today. It was at 2160 and climbing, and it had jumped 20. I don't know where it's at right now, but you pop an ounce of gold for the week, it pretty much covered the cost, a pretty good portion of the cost. If you get good and get a couple ounces, you make a few bucks.
Right. Yeah. You get lucky and hit an ounce or two nugget on top of everything else. You're sitting pretty. And it happens.
Yes, it does. Corey,
that's the amazing thing.
This year, I think I've got 15 in the group and we're full.
Yeah. Well, after the last trip to Alaska, I can understand why.
Yeah. We had 20 and we were kind of crowded and somebody came down with the second round of COVID and everybody pretty much got it. So it was a rough week. So, we're taking 15 this year. She can handle 22 in the camp and, it'll work out pretty good.
Well, let's hope nobody gets any sort of bug while they're up there. Other than the gold bug.
Yeah, the gold bug. And, you know, there's other things found along these creek banks. We've found Indian War buttons, actually Civil War buttons off of some guy's old coats. We found Indian heads, I think silver dime, relics. It's fun. You find a little bit of everything there. Remember that first gold rush, and this is the area of the first gold rush, was Anvil Creek. And they built railroad up there, a narrow gauge. That's what hauled material back and forth from the camp down to the cleanup areas down in Nome, steam engine. They had all kinds of little things along that creek. And if they pushed it, you get in there, you just don't know what you're going to pop up.
Right. And with the price of gold rising, that means that we know the price of silver is rising as well. Looks like Michael Aquamet just paid $32 for a silver round.
Yeah.
Oh, I can remember the days when they were much, much cheaper.
Yeah. Mike, that is actually, we're 7 miles east up in the mountains. And to get to the GPAA camp that used to be up there, it'd be about 22 miles. You can run the beach and still go out to the old camp. It's fallen down. And but this is on one of the richest gold strikes in North American history. And that's Anvil Creek, Anvil Mountain, that area there.
Wow. And I'm sure that probably in previous trips or whatever, somebody has hunted that narrow gauge line.
You're talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Because you know there's stuff that falls off of them ore cars.
I did very well along that area where they loaded. I took an ounce and a quarter nugget, a one-ouncer, three-quarter, a half in one afternoon where the loading bucket was in the brush.
Wow.
Then, of course, everybody caught on to what I was doing.
Oh, of course.
And then after that, they cleared the brush and pushed the area, and I can't tell you how many ounces come out. One pile in the back had 32 ounces in it. That's what you look for.
Wow.
You look for those sluice sprints. Look for those load sites. Yeah.
That's a good day. That's a good time.
Yep. And then they really open that area up then, and for years they've worked those six claims up there and still get gold out.
I'll bet they have. Oh, yeah. Yep. And it really is just amazing sometimes when you stop and think about it, how many of those nuggets the old miners could have even had their hands on and just not realized it because it was covered in mud or whatever.
That's right.
Didn't notice it, just figured it was a rock and chucked it. And now everybody comes along years later, finds it with a metal detector.
Yeah, the area where the 7 ounce come out, we took 3-4 1-ouncers out of there. I got a quarter ouncer on the trip up there. But across the creek on another claim site, they had dozed years ago, and they got a 10-ounce nugget just across the creek. I mean, the creek isn't three steps across in places.
Wow.
So, well, but that's not hers. That's another company.
Well, you can't win them all.
Nope.
But still, I mean, you guys have got plenty of ground that you
have. Yeah. And plenty of people to go looking, and you just don't know who's going to come over what. I mean, we spread out. We cover acreage.
Well, you got to with an area that size.
Right.
Even if it's just, trying to get somebody to get their coil over a piece of gold and then bring the rest of the group in and see if somebody else doesn't get lucky.
Right.
If it's a nice enough piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
that 7-ouncer was definitely a nice enough piece.
Frank says he's in the house. I see him up there. Also see Neo Geo. Frank says he just got back from the vet. Hope you're all right.
Right.
I saw the post. His dog wasn't acting right. He took him in, but then when Frank says he's back from the vet, well, maybe he got a shot too.
Well, you never know. You never know.
I hope his pup's okay. Chris Gibson's
definitely.
Have I ever found gold in
elk? I didn't catch which one it was, but hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yes, I have. And it's
not natural gold.
Well, no. I found natural gold over at the Moraine by Peoria, but it is fly spec stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's glaciated, it's been dropped at the glacial moraine, the stream cuts through the moraine, and you can get a little gold out of those creeks. Now, in Iowa, I found enough to actually cover the bottom of a vial, and it's the same thing, fly spec and that type. I've never looked for it in Wisconsin. They say there's some spots up there. But I have found some Iowa and Illinois gold.
You sure do have to work for it, though.
Yeah. And you can find larger pieces. I mean, they're there. They were carried by those glaciers. But for the most part, it's got ground down through natural causes, and it's dust. But if you read about it, Iowa, Upper Iowa River, up around Decorah, those places, they've got gold in them. They've got glacier gold in them when the rain stopped. And Iowa actually had two verified gold rushes because people were finding gold in the streams after the state published a geological report. And one of the geologists was working the Upper Iowa River, said it's possible you could make a day's wage just panning gold up there or better. So off it went. It died in about a month to 2 months. And the second one occurred in around the Yellow River up there. And same thing, it died off. The third one was somebody salted a creek. Said, gold, I found gold. They went up there and he had a couple guys panning. They got some gold nuggets. And he was the only guy that had pans, shovels, rocker boxes, rubber boots. The rush was on. He sold all his equipment. And he
imagine that.
Yep, he disappeared. Oh, they had one of those too. Mining the miners, man.
Well, and that's the way it went too for some places. I mean, there were people coming in to try and find gold during the gold rushes, but there were also people coming in to supply the miners, or like you said, mine the miners. Right. And then as soon as that tapped out, they were gone. Yeah.
Yep, you're right, R. Soapy Smith of the Midwest. The old Soapy. He made money.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's true.
So,
and I'll tell you what, I don't know how we managed it, but, you know, a few weeks back, we went from needing snowblowers to needing generators here last week.
Yeah.
We went from having summer weather in winter, and now here we are in spring and we're having winter weather.
Yep.
No fun. And that wind just cuts right through you. Are you still having the wind out there real bad?
No, it died off today.
Well, thank God. Maybe that means it'll die off for us tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve Pacifico in the house. Yeah.
I saw a picture of Steve on the net the other day. He's a fairy. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with that.
No, I didn't either. In fact, I actually called him and asked him about it.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that kind of surprised him.
Nah, we just chit-chatted. We're trying to, or at least I talked to him about trying to hook us up with, we're going to try and work with, get you involved in this DA and do kind of a joint prize giveaway or something. We're working on it, but we haven't come up with anything firm to talk about.
Ah, I see. Well, I guess I'll have to make sure I'm around when that happens.
Yeah. You're going to have
to. Right. I'm going to have to make sure I'm around.
That's right. I'm going to have a long talk with Tam. No chainsaws, no climbing trees, no tearing porches out where you're falling down. On right. And on and on.
Right.
Oh, Frank was supposed to. Steve? He's a bum? Oh, my.
Well, he was busy with Rico.
Yes, he was. I hope he's all right. Take care of that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I did see, like I said, I did see that Dennis got out. He did all right for himself. I'm not sure if he was hunting in a field or what, and I probably should have snagged a photo to show, but he did all right.
Good. You guys down south, if you're interested, Michael, you're not that far from Goldfields, whether you know it or not. Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia. But Alabama's got Goldfields in it that you can get on. It's pay to play. You got to, you know, do that. But there's Goldfields there. Tennessee, yeah, Coker Creek.
Even if it's a pay dig, though, usually the prices are not terrible. And it's a small price to pay to maybe get lucky.
There you go. Let's hopefully we can do that and get down there. I want to come south again, go to North Carolina. Jill liked that. She's a rock hound. And I got Crookbanks there.
You going to tell her to stay away from the shiny sticks this time?
Yeah, the shiny sticks this time, buddy. Especially the ones.
No shiny sticks.
No shiny sticks. She was not happy.
I can imagine. I can imagine. But man, that had to have been a sight to see.
Well, I swear to God, she ran across the water, not through it, across it.
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm like, that had to have been a sight to see right there. I can imagine she wasn't very happy, but that would have been a sight to see.
No, sir.
That would have been a sight to see.
Okay.
And if I remember right, that was a... that was a fairly productive trip for you.
It was a good trip. Down on Coker Creek, we were at one of the, they had a cabin. We rented a cabin for a night. And they brought mine material up. And I think the bucket, the full bucket, which is a good load on that, was $35 at the time. Rented the high banker that they had. I high banked it all. And I'm going, you know, breaking it down into different levels of concentration. And I'm in the quarter inch screen and I'm shaking through it. She says, Jill said to me, you think you'll get one that big? I said, yeah, you never know. We pulled 5 1-2 penny weight nuggets out of that.
There you go.
Nice pieces. So got about a half an ounce there. And then, went up to another one. I had my small dredge in the truck and I started dredging, and that's where Jill did her dance across the water after running into a big copperhead.
Right. Yeah, that was definitely a good trip. Can't beat that at all. It'd be nice if they all went that smooth.
Yep. So, Frank, you were supposed to call me per Steve. That's what Steve said. Can't verify at all.
Yeah. See, I can plead plausible deniability. I know nothing.
There. Stay with that.
I see. Right. Yeah, I see Frank in there going, I was supposed to call who?
Now he's coming too. Oh, about the potential contest. We got to come up with something. We got to get Ronnie involved, Josh, but we got to come up with it first.
Right.
And he says you were on the list to call too. That's Frank saying that, but he's worried about his dog.
Uh-oh. We'll give him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He gets a reprieve. He was dealing with a sick dog. Of course, I don't know if I was on the list too. That may not be good.
Yep. So anyway,
we'll have to see.
Now, what was it? Dennis found, was that a barber quarter? I didn't see any follow up. If he kept going or if he got any more, did you find anything else, Dennis?
That's a good question. I don't know if he did or not. And I'm going to, I just glanced at the photo real quick, and it looked like he may have taken a picture of that on the end of his digger, so I'm going to guess it was a Barber quarter.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not sure of the...
I can read the quarter part of it on the reverse on side. The
reverse, yeah.
Oh, he got Wheaties after that. Not wrong with that. There's more there. Yeah. If you got that one, there's more there, Dennis.
Oh, yeah, you know there is. You know there is. So I don't know if he was working the same spot they've been working or if he went and hit someplace close, because I'm sure that the wind probably wasn't very kind to him either.
Right. Yeah.
But
I do want to... Well, Tam is talking about you're on a bunch of lists of some kind. You in trouble again?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd like to be on a do not call list.
I am on the do not call list, and it don't work because they call anyway.
Phone calls.
They're writing in on dead phones, you know, and it's terrible. They tried to sell me alarms.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You had me sign up with part A and B or something. I don't know. They've tried to have me car accident. I've had a car accident within the last 2 years and I wasn't compensated. Okay, whatever. So that crap's going on and on and on. So I did a little check and I stopped at a local coin dealer just to see what they're getting for Rosie's common, you know. He's doing 21.5. In other words, 21.5 times on a dime. And the same thing on the way up on your quarter, your half, 2.15. $2.10 for $2.15. On a dime. That's what he's paying out.
Wow.
But gold right now, he says, everything, it's going. People are picking it up.
Right.
I don't know what that was.
I do. I'm working with some things over here.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah. Apparently, Steve's trying to call into the show. I don't know if I can get him in or not. Because I wasn't necessarily ready for anybody to be calling in.
He's trying, Steve.
So we'll have to see what happens.
Good luck.
Because I'm not sure if I've got the audio ported for that tonight.
Oh. Weren't set up for it. Well, I did talk to the one and only Frank Juarez, and he'll come on and do a map night with all you guys.
Oh.
His daughter has been giving him instruction on how to do all this stuff, and he feels confident enough that he could probably do that.
Well, tell him it's just like working a map app.
Yeah, he's got it. So he'll come on. You guys get your questions put together, and we'll Josh and I will put our heads together and throw a couple dates at Frank so he can be prepared. Now, he doesn't know if he'll have a video or not set up, but he'll be on. But he said all he's got to do is...
Oh, that's all right. I don't know if I have a video or not.
Yeah, so... I think Steve's trying to call or Frank's trying to call.
Yeah, he is, but my screen is...
That was different. Yep.
Okay, I may have him. I don't know. Can you hear us, Steve?
I want to talk to my grandpappy.
Nah, I got your grandpappy. Huh. Barry.
Sign the adoption papers, Chuck. I want you to be my grandpappy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, listen, we got an idea.
All right, throw it at him.
Guys from, all right, Chuck had talked to me about doing a contest between both shows.
Right.
And
all of us.
We at Detect America will put an ugly box up.
Okay.
You guys can decide on a prize to give. We will devise some kind of contest where they have to watch your show or get either clues, answers, or something from your show. They'll have to watch our show and get clues and answers. And we will give away your prize on our show.
Okay.
And you will give away the ugly box on your show.
That'd be fun. Like that? How about,
okay,
how about something that's kind of popular right now? It's about to say, how about one of those AccuPoints? Uh-oh.
If that's what you want to put out there, that'd be cool. I mean,
you know, that's just throw it out there. See if anybody.
I like the AccuPoint. I've been using it.
I've been using it too. I'm impressed.
Right. See if anybody would be interested in that. It is. It's a good pinpointer.
Listen, if anybody that uses that don't like it, they're nuts. I've been using it for weeks. I swear to God, I haven't even checked the battery yet. I've been using it for so long, I don't even know if it has to be charged.
Now,
it really is an awesome pinpointer.
Now, real quick, here, Steve, I want to see people shout out in the chat if they can hear you okay, because I want to make sure your audio is getting through all right.
Trust me. They don't hear me through your show. I'm loud enough that they hear me from where they are. I'm always heard.
It's that Italian.
That sounds good, Steve-O. It does. Frank, that sounds like fun. If you guys like the idea of the AccuPoint, if nothing, I'll slide something else in.
That's perfect, Chuck. That's great. Yeah. Frank was supposed to call you and tell you, but I got to tell you, Frank really is mindless.
Okay.
Now, I saw somewhere in the chat.
Now they're saying,
I saw someone say
they're saying they can hear Steve, but it's soft. So I'll bump up his gain there and see. Other people are saying,
"Oh, bump me up! You better be. I'm soft. Who said I'm soft? No, not you, not you, wife. My wife wasn't part of that conversation.
Earl's in. He said it sounded good. Adventures, life, right. Good peace. Aaron's in.
You know, somebody thanked Frank for mailing something to them, but I got to tell you something. He's still slacking, dude. It's taken him over 3 weeks to mail my ugly box back to me. He says he's mailing it, but I don't even know if it's in the mail yet or not. He's such a scammer.
I thought, though, that you weren't supposed to be using that for electroshock therapy.
It works. It works. You put a timer in it.
Well, if that's the case, I would have to try it out.
Hey, did you check the track in there, Steve?
Broke.
Did you get tracking on that? Did you get tracking on that? The package.
Yeah, I got it, but it probably there's no sense checking it because it ain't in the mailbox yet.
Oh, you'll see it around Christmas.
Trust me.
What can you do with him, Frank?
Next year, not this year.
So I've bumped the gain up on Steve, so hopefully everyone should hear it clear now.
Hopefully. Just what I need is to gain stuff. Like, I really need to gain weight.
Oh, golly.
Well, you're not gaining weight. You're gaining audio.
I heard that audio makes you sound 10 pounds fatter on the radio. I don't need that.
Well.
So I gotta find out what he did to his dog.
Yeah. As long as his dog.
He's behind that somehow. He's behind whatever he did to his dog.
Well, let's hope not.
Right.
Whatever happened to the dog, he had something to do with. I'll bet you he had something to do with.
All right, we'll get our money.
Did you guys hear the story? How? Wait. Did you hear the story how he drove somewhere in Florida and he was driving back and he went into the men's room and he walked in and he thinks something looks a little strange, but he doesn't really think about it. And he goes in and he's in there and then he comes out of the stall and there's two women standing there. And they go, "We don't think you should be in here." You know, the dummy went into the girl's room instead of the men's room.
Well, I can't judge. You know, sometimes you just get in a rush.
He's clueless. He said he looked at the sign, and all he saw was men. He didn't see the W-O. And then when he walked in there, and there were no urinals in there, he didn't even think it twice to just, you know, go in there and get in trouble.
Frank says it was mismarked.
Frank says it was mismarked.
I still don't know when he has to go to court for that. We'll find out what the court says when he gets there.
Right. Once it becomes public record, the whole story will come out.
It's probably on video. Right. Him walking in there with a big smile going, "Humpty dumpty dumpty. Hello, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. Oops, I'm in the wrong place."
Right.
But I think he's going to win the court case because, he's, you know, we know he identifies as a woman, so I think he's going to be fine.
Well, I don't know, but I had heard whatever it was that he was up to, the statute of limitations has expired.
Now, Josh, you've met him numerous times. Like, you don't see the feminine side in him.
Oh yeah, I've met Frank a number of times, and even hunted with him.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you can tell there's a feminine side to him. I think he knew exactly what he was doing.
No.
Well, I can say that the last time that I with him, there were plenty of other people out there that were showing off their feminine side way more.
So I don't believe it.
We'll just leave it at that. You never know what's going to happen in Ohio. Yeah.
Frank says those.
There's a lot of.
ORH is talking to you, Frank. He said those sinks weren't urinals. I'm just,
and
it's always something with him.
Yep, and
it's always something. But listen, we'll get in touch. We'll talk about this offline. Whatever you want to look forward to, something fun.
Right?
Yeah, we gotta pick it up a little bit.
Yeah,
and. Phil Portner is not allowed to win anything on my show, and I think you should make the same rule. I'm just saying.
Well, he just won here.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah, he won that nice silver stack. He did all right.
He did. He did well.
Oh, really? Oh, that figures.
Yeah, Morgan silver dollar, Walker half, silver Washington quarter, and a Mercury dime to top it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that man groped me. When he came to Jersey, he groped me.
Well,
behind the tree. Yes, he did.
Haven't you heard that the people from Illinois like to hug?
That wasn't hug. What he did to me wasn't hugging. And no hugging about. And his wife was laughing at me.
Well, you know, we're all just good friends.
Oh, I see how it is in the Midwest. They're hip figures. Cowboys will be cowboys, huh?
Right.
Well, that's Southwest.
Oh. All right. Yep. Well, listen, guys, go finish your show.
All right, Steve.
We'll be in touch.
I tell you to stay out of trouble, but it ain't going to work.
Right.
It ain't working.
No.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thanks for the call, buddy. We'll work on it.
Now, for everybody that heard Steve's audio once I bumped that gain, how was he sounding then? Did I need to bring him up more or not? Because I'm curious to know there. Steve found the super secret in to the show that I had thought nobody knew about. Took me a little while to get it working. I wasn't ready for it.
Good. I could hear him. It sounded good here.
Right. Phil Bortner says it sounded good.
Well, I still don't know what happened couple shows back where I didn't have a camera because I did nothing between the two shows and it came back. So, I mean, to the computer. Right.
And then somehow or another, between the time that it went and it came back, then I was just a spinning screen to you, but everybody could see the logo and see you and hear both of us. It was just, you couldn't see me.
Well, there's glitches all over our internet-based paging system. It's had some problems.
You know, technology.
Yes. But I'll tell you what. Josh, I'm totally wiped of anything with, I got rid of Frontier. I got rid of Dish. We're online. Everything appears to be working with the new systems. All I got to do is ship all the equipment back. They send me boxes. I send it back and done with it.
Nice.
Yeah. And I reduced.
That is cost. A good thing.
I reduced cost on it all. Very good. I cut the ties with Dish there this morning, 100%. And that guy says, man, you're a longtime customer. I'll get it down even with him. And I said,
not anymore.
Not anymore. I'm gone, dude. I told him nicely. We had a good conversation. Yep. Nice guy. And I said, part of it's due to our current economy. I can trim and save $140 a month. I'm going to do it. And I'm doing it. He said, I understand. And I said, you can call up and you can blame what's going on with this stuff in Washington. And he turned right around and he was really cool about it. He said, well, I'll guarantee you, sir, I am not voting for the sleeper. Sleepy Joe, he said, trust me.
Sounds like he was cool enough about it then.
He was very good. And he said, we'd welcome you back if you ever had to come back. I said, thank you. Goodbye. And
right.
By the time I walked from my phone into the next room, Dish was shut off.
Wow.
Yeah.
They don't waste no time.
Nope. He threw a switch.
So if you've done that, then you've had some time to play around with Roku. What do you think of it?
Okay. I got YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to some of my IT guys about Roku. And they said, that's good. But they all believe that YouTube does a better job. They'll give you less. It costs less. So I'm trying YouTube TV right now.
Oh, I see. So and then, now, we use Roku here. Mm-hmm. But I don't pay for any streaming service. We watch whatever we can grab for free off of YouTube and Roku and wherever. And
right. And I could do that all.
Plenty of stuff to watch.
It's $79 a month for YouTube TV. Roku was $89 if I wanted all the premiums. And
right.
And I'm on a 10-day free trial anyway. So I looked up Hulu. And actually, I went through.
Oh, yeah, they're not bad.
And Hulu was top rated last year, but Roku and YouTube were right in the same cluster. So, yeah.
Yeah, we use, because we've got smart TV, so it's got Roku built into it, and we've got Hulu and Tubi and Pluto, and
and Frank just said he went for any of them. Sling TV.
I know of people that use it too.
Well, I got Netflix on the side on a separate setup, and it's $13. And my telephone is $30 a month now instead of $100 and god awful, I don't know how much. And I'm looking at cutting it about $160 a month from what I had with a hard line and all the taxes and inline service and all this other crap they were charging for. And actually, Frontier was not kind about me disconnecting. Not a bit.
No, they don't like that at all.
Why you? One lady said, "Why you shutting it down?" Number one, the internet doesn't work half the time. Number two, you've got so many fees, excise taxes, and that I can't afford you. I can, but I can't. I want it gone. So
when I went away from them, I don't know what that was, a year and a half or so ago, because I was with Frontier. I mean, I did away with Frontier. I did away with the cellular service provider that I had, and I consolidated everything. And not only was I able to consolidate it, I was able to get better service, friendlier service, and shave about $125 a month off of the household cost.
Hey, Josh, I see Barb just came on. Don't tell her about the contest we had, and she wasn't present to win.
I guess I'm gonna have to ask that.
Too quiet about that.
Yep.
Hi, Barb. Yeah, you missed it.
It's too late. It's already been done, and I guess if she wants to know what happened, she'll have to go back and watch the replay.
Right.
Boy, she ain't gonna be happy either when she finds out who won.
We're planning a contest, and you weren't there to win yet.
Well, she was probably playing with her tomatoes or something. Man,
she's been making some great stuff and getting her, good God, I don't know how many plants she's got. She took a picture of that, and I'm like, oh, man. Of course, she sells a lot of starch, so that's good. I've got 24 upstairs. I'm going to start some more. I'll have about 36. That's all I need. But go out and sell them.
Yeah, I got plenty of starts, and I'll be glad when the garden seedlings are outdoors in the garden, because that gives me room then for other plant projects I'm trying to play around with, like bloomerangs and chrysanthemums and stuff.
Big
like
shout
that.
Out. John Ramoska just snuck in. That's what he said, too.
Big John in the house.
Yeah. Hi, guy. So you want to be joining in, some contests, all of you listen, we're going to get that going. It probably won't be for a week or so. We got to come up with the format of how you may win. And that'll be an ugly box.
How, when, and where.
Mm-hmm. That'll be an ugly box supplied by the boys over at DA, and a AccuPoint supplied by us over here. And we'll have some fun.
That AccuPoint's a good pinpointer. Somebody will like that.
I am actually liking that pinpointer a lot.
Yeah. When it came in, I was a little kind of on the fence about the tip protector, but everything else seemed good. And the more I used it, the more I liked it, the more I kept going back to it.
Yeah, I'm liking it very much. They got a winner. It's loud.
That thing is loud.
And the protective tip is good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Frank's right there with us. So, all right. The ugly box and an AccuPoint. And we're going to work out how the details of, you have to listen into both shows. And answer questions that were provided from one show to another. Might have to go a couple weeks worth or a few shows worth before you can win. We got some prizes.
Well, these are some nice prizes that are up for grabs. They may have to go a few weeks.
Okay, that's up to you. You and the DA boys that run the show, you figure out how long and we'll work it out. I was thinking maybe using my, remember our questions we did?
Civil War. Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll just number it and they'll have to know. They can't answer it that night. They're going to have to call in the DA, and then DA is going to have to supply us with stuff, and we'll get them bouncing back and forth.
Oh, that could be interesting.
We'll let you know. The details will come out here shortly, week or two.
Right. That could be interesting. Definitely.
Yeah, we can have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That'd be a good time.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And for everybody that
for Mother Nature to figure out, do we want to turn the heat up and leave it there, or we're going to snow? We've got snow coming in this week. Now I'm up.
I know it snowed the other night here,
and I'm just north of Interstate 80, 1 to 3 inches.
Right.
Man, okay. I've seen it snow heavy in April, so that doesn't. But we got to get her to quit playing with that.
Yeah, I still say whoever's holding her beer, dump it out. She's wasted.
Ian, yeah, so, I remember global warming. He just asked a question. I remember global warming. I remember the back when the vice president was telling everybody that the water level's going to rise 10 feet. In the world, because all the snow is going to melt. I remember all this BS that goes around just to scare people. Now we have NBC News, nightly news, never used to do this, but they have a weather statement all the time. And they were warning the Deep South that it's going to get cold. Well, wife said, you know what? Put a coat on. You'll get through it. But they said 120 million people could see see 32 degrees. And I'm thinking, damn, that's summertime out here, 32 at night, and then go back up to 50, 60.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that shouldn't, if that stuff's going to hit Florida, Frank's okay with that. He's dealt with that for years. He may not like it, but he'll be okay with it. I'm sure he still owns a jacket.
Yeah, I mean, this particular generation that's coming up now has got to be the most gullible I've ever run into.
All I can say is I'm glad that I probably won't be around to see how it ends for them.
Well, it's crazy. So anyhow,
it is.
And now, look, when they start severe weather warnings and the tornadoes and that kind of stuff, that should be listened to. But just because it's going to get cold down on northern Florida, guys, and it's going to be 50 degrees, you'll get through it.
Right. It's not the apocalypse.
I love the Midwest weather report. Yeah, it's going to snow tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches. Okay. But we'll see what happens the next day. Oh, you got 14 inches of snow in the Midwest. We just plowed out, put an extra coat on, and go.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not the end of the world. The sun will come out tomorrow. Maybe. No. Hopefully.
Yeah. So, everybody down south, be prepared. You might get cold weather. So, anyway, it's time to get out of here, buddy.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll let you get on out of here, and I'll let them let the listeners know of one or two more things real quick, and I'll get on out of here.
Okay, my good friend, and everybody stay safe. Hey, congrats on that quarter, Dennis. Go out and find some more, and have a good week. Stay safe. Thanks, Josh.
All right. We'll see you, Chuck.
All right. Later.
All right. So, that was a little different there. Steve found our super secret inn. Took me a little bit to get it working. I wasn't quite ready for it, but we used it. So hopefully the audio did turn out okay, and I will keep that in mind for future use if we need it. Also, shout out once again to Big John. Hopefully he enjoyed his birthday here recently. And we have been in communication about when it is closer to time to start making more announcements about DigFest and letting more of the information out of the bag. All they've got to do is get in touch with us, and we will we'll try to get a day scheduled to get them on, whether it's John, whether it's Alan, whether it's both of them, you know, how it goes. And we'll see how that works out. We'll get them on. We do still have a very nice piece of silver, courtesy of John and the gang over at the Illinois Metal Detecting Association, to give away. And maybe we will launch that whenever we get them on the show and see how those things go. And anybody that's got any tips or tricks about peppers and growing peppers, make sure and throw them out in the chat over the next few shows or over the gardening season, because I do know that there are some listeners in there that are keenly interested in hearing how things are going with peppers. Now, for everybody else, obviously, the title says... What does the title say? I don't remember, and I've been here. It says, welcome to spring! And solar eclipse giveaway. And you're going, what the hell is he talking about? Well, and it's nothing fancy. Believe me, folks, it's nothing fancy. But for those that are interested, if they would like to commemorate the 2024 total eclipse, it's coming through on the 8th. I mean, we're like 2.5 weeks from totality. Some people can't make it. Who knows? Maybe some people would like a little trinket or souvenir about the solar eclipse, the total solar eclipse of 2024. So we're going to give everybody a chance to win themselves a keychain for the solar eclipse. Just a little something small, you know, for those people that are into winning novelties or, you know, maybe they want something to commemorate the eclipse, because right now, since we're in the path of it, believe me, the items that people are selling for the solar eclipse will just make your head spin. We've seen keychains, we've seen lanyards, we've seen viewing sunglasses, we've seen decals, we've seen bumper stickers. The list just goes on and on and on. But for those that are interested, tonight we will launch a giveaway commemorating the 2024 solar eclipse. After this live stream, come back and leave the comment on the video, 2024 total solar eclipse, along with your preference, whether you would like the rectangular or the round keychain. And we'll let that run for a little while, and we'll do it like we did before. We'll do random comment picker, and we'll announce the winner on the show. Must be in the lower 48 states or have a mailing address in the lower 48 states to get that. And, you know, hey, neat little keychain, and we'll see who wins. We'll let that run, I don't know, maybe maybe I might push that to letting that run as long as, say, the end of the month. That way we can still get that out to them, and hopefully they get it before the eclipse. I don't know. Some people it may not matter to. But for those that are interested, we'll go ahead and we'll do that here. You know, like I said, just the 2024 total solar eclipse and whether or not you want the rectangular or round keychain. Simple as that. Easy peasy. And then there is a good possibility that we may also run something similar to that for the folks, a members only contest, basically, for the folks over in the Metal Detecting Beyond Sight and Sound Facebook group. And then obviously stay tuned for more details about the upcoming joint collaborated effort between Detect America, Beyond Sight and Sound, Shooters and Prospectors, the Gold Digger, that collaborative giveaway. Have a wonderful evening, folks. Oh, Sunday. No, is it Sunday? No. Next Wednesday. Next Wednesday. Could be an archive. I don't know. I may be dealing with some things. We'll see what happens. And we'll get into that a little more towards the end of the month, the beginning of next month. Who knows? It's I have to wait for more information to come.
We sure are glad you found us here tonight. Thanks for dropping by and joining in. If you like metal detecting, treasure hunting, gold prospecting, or even entertaining discussion, check us out Wednesdays and Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite podcast distribution services.